It's time for JB and the General, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Thursday, how we doing in Music City? JB and the General, Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR. John Burton, General Patton Cook, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, where we will be tomorrow morning. Kitchen Notes. We'll be broadcasting there. Bill King, 6 to 9. Us, 9 to 11. Looking forward to that. General Patton, good morning. How you doing, pal?
Good morning, John. We are... Basketball's back, baby.
Basketball is back. Sweet 16 tonight. We'll run down all the games. Obviously, Tennessee plays Creighton tomorrow night. So, it's good to have the tournament back up and running. It's so funny because, you know, you jones out on basketball for 4 days, and then you have those... You know, what, 3 days that you have to wait for it to resume, you know, and it's obviously less games now, four tonight, four tomorrow. But this is when it gets fun. Sweet 16, Elite Eight, you know, this is when it, you know, this is when the cream, the proverbial cream rises to the top. Is that not correct?
That it is. And really, John, all eight games have really 16 really good teams in it,
yeah,
to be honest. Really,
no doubt.
You've got some that got wheezed out. Kentucky, how you looking at it? But right now, UConn's looking as good as ever. Purdue is looking the part. Mm-hmm. They look good their first two games. And, of course, Tennessee, hometown team, looking to make it to the Elite Eight for the second time in school history.
Clemson, Arizona at 6:09. That you can watch that on CBS and News Channel 5. 6:39 on TBS/True TV. San Diego State and UConn. 8:39 CBS, it's Alabama, North Carolina. That should be an interesting game.
Yes.
If Alabama can shoot well because they live and die by the threes,
right?
You know, they could stay in there against North Carolina. But, you know, if they're, boy, that is a high risk, high reward style of play for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Speaking of Alabama, we had Eli Gold on. I almost said Eli Manning. Eli Gold on Sportsline last night. What, you had the pleasure of interviewing him for Cats Corner several weeks ago. Of course, he's going to be doing the Nashville Cats games for radio, and legendary broadcaster, 36 years calling Alabama football games. And we had him in studio last night. Pogue stopped by, and I just had the best time talking to Eli Gold for an hour. You know, I had no script. I didn't know what I was going to ask him. We just talked for an hour, and he couldn't have been nicer. What a gentleman! What a wonderful, kind man Eli Gold is.
Yeah, when he came on the show about a month ago, I almost didn't feel worthy talking to him.
like you right? Because I was out of pocket that day, right?
Yeah, it was just me and him, and we were just chopping it up. And of course, the news about Alabama had dropped. I believe it was less than a week ago.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Of course, you kind of have to ask him about that. And I said it after the segment after. I go, Eli handled that a lot better than I would have, because I would have been ripping people left and right. I would have been petty. I would have been vindictive. But
yeah.
One thing I really liked that he said is I asked him about the memories with the fans and how much they loved him. And he said, that's one thing they'll never be able to take away from me. The time, the moments, the people that I've gotten to meet because at Alabama. And they'll be moving forward, and I'm sure a lot of them will purely be listening to the Nashville Cats on the radio because of Eli Gold. So it's a good get by them.
No doubt about it. He's also going to be doing, I believe, Jacksonville State baseball. And so he said within 3 days after, you know, he found out from Alabama that they weren't bringing him back, he had two job offers.
Sure.
So, you know, he's doing fine. Yeah, I asked him the same question. By the way, just rounding out this Sweet 16 for the night, Illinois, Iowa State. Steve Lehman's alma mater, the Illinois Fighting Illini, taking on Iowa State. That should be a good game. You know, Iowa State, a team a lot of people thought should have been a one seed. They're the two seed in the East region. So,
in Illinois, like Tennessee, I don't believe they made it to the Elite Eight many times either. So, big game for them tonight.
Yeah, I remember Illinois back in March of '89. I was second semester. My freshman year at junior college, and they had a great team. I think they had Kenny Battle and Kendall Gill. Man, they were loaded that year.
Right.
And they beat my Syracuse Orange men at the time. Now they're the Orange. They beat Syracuse in the regional final. And it was on Easter Sunday. My heart was broken, but they were really good that year. And they beat my Orange to go to the Final Four. And, yeah. So, yeah, they haven't been to too many Elite Eights. So, yeah, they got a really good team this year. And I know Steve is, Steve actually, he's thinking about, like, shooting up to Boston to go to that game. So, you know, him being a distinguished alum of the University of Illinois. Born and raised in Champaign, Illinois. So, shout out to Steve. Meanwhile, but just to back to that point on Eli, I almost said Eli Manning again. Eli Cold.
Wishful thinking.
Right. I asked him, I said, you know, I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to ask him. I said, Eli, listen, there are a lot of people probably watching this that either are just finding out now that you're not going to be back at, you know, calling Alabama games, or, you know, have wondered, you know, since it came out that you won't be back, you know, what the reasons were. I said, what would you say to fans that want to know why is Eli Gold will not be doing Alabama football games next year? And he was great about it. He's like, I would tell those fans you'd have to ask the University of Alabama, you know. And so, you know, we got it out the way, and then we had just a delightful visit, you know, afterwards. And like I said, we had Pogge on. So shout out to Eli Gold, and I thank him so much for gracing us with his presence last night on Sportsline. Opening day in baseball, but not for the Atlanta Braves.
Yes.
Or a lot of teams because of
you
weather.
You must wait.
Here's the thing, man.
Or like the Guardians, they don't play till 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah,
Eastern time.
Yeah, they're in Oakland. Yeah, they're opening in Oakland, so they play late. And Mets, Brewers has already been pushed back to tomorrow. Braves, Phillies has already been pushed back to tomorrow. Correct.
Yes, 1:50 pregame tomorrow. It was supposed to be today. Has been moved tomorrow already because of bad weather.
Yeah, and we're supposed to have this big party over at Bridgestone Arena today. I guess you could still go or just go over to Rippy's or Tootsie's, right. And, you know.
There's something to do down there.
Yeah, my Yankees open in Houston today. Obviously, we're not going to have Garrett Cole for at least the first month of the season, if not more. DJ LeMahieu's banged up. So I don't know what to expect from my Yankees this year. I expect Juan Soto to play well because he's in a contract year. He got traded to the Yankees. He's in the last year of his contract, and he's going to want big money next year, either from the Yankees or someplace else. So, and that's he's going to provide really good protection in the lineup for Aaron Judge. So I'm excited about that.
Both guys right now tied for league MVP betting odds.
Soto and
Aaron Judge.
Wow. Interesting. So I know you're not a huge baseball fan, but, obviously we are the home of Atlanta Braves baseball. So, we'll have Braves baseball games for you all summer long. Looking forward to that. It's always a lot of fun. I mean, is there a team you keep an eye on or follow, like the Braves? Or
yeah, the Braves, as I've started my employment history here the past couple of years, I don't mind them doing well because it means the station
it's
does
good for
well.
Business.
Exactly. Dad, he is from Kansas City, so he's a big Royals fan. He's hoping for a little better season here. Of course, 7-8 years ago, whatever it was, he was he was in heaven going to the postseason every year and competing for a World Series, of course, winning one against the New York Mets, John, which I'm sure you are very thrilled about. the Reds are a team I'm looking forward to as well, John. They made some moves this offseason. Of course, they've got the young stud that really came onto the scene last year, Cruz, and really a fun team to watch. So I'm a neutral when it comes to Major League Baseball.
Is Joey Votto back?
Joey Votto is not back. He signed a minor league deal with somebody. I'll have to look it up, but he will not be in the majors this year.
Wow.
Reds did not bring him back.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. When you look at the all-time great Cincinnati Reds are a legendary baseball franchise. You know, you look at the big red machine from the 70s with Joe Morgan and Pete Rose and all those great players that they had, Johnny Bench, Ken Griffey Sr., you know, and then on to like guys like Barry Larkin and the Nasty Boys in 1990 when they won the World Series, Rob Dibble and those guys. You know, Joey Votto is right up there with any legendary Cincinnati Red you want to name. I know he hasn't won a championship, but man, the numbers he's put up, the consistency, you know, that is a.
Yep, Joey Votto will be in the minors to start the year with the Toronto Blue Jays.
Wow. Hmm. That's going to be weird seeing him in another uniform. I imagine he'll be called up at some point, but for him to take a minor league assignment at this stage of his career, that tells me he really wants to play.
Yeah, he's not done yet. And, of course, some people were a little taken aback. The Reds didn't bring him back.
Yeah.
But right now, their roster, they're going a different direction. So I wasn't super surprised. But even though I'm not a big baseball fan, I know this is a big day for a lot of people. Greg Pogue, of course, traditionally would be having the grill out.
Yeah, cooking up the brats and all that. Yeah, he was ready to do it. It's a good thing I saw him last night, or he'd be, you know.
He'd be
cooking up brats, right? Turning on the TV. Like, where's the Brewers game?
Yeah, Greg would have to stick on the rerun of last year's.
Yeah, with his kiss the cook apron on and all that, you know. Preds tonight, they're in Arizona to play the lousy Coyotes. So I say chalk up probably another win or at least a point. I mean, they're looking for 19 straight games, which would be the seventh longest streak in NHL history.
What is the longest, John? I know I'm asking you and killing you here, but
I do not know. We can probably look that up. I mean, 19 games is a long stretch, and that's only the seventh longest. So, if I had to guess, it's probably one of those, you know, Montreal Canadiens teams from back in the day, or maybe the New York Islanders dynasty from the early 80s. You know about that?
I do not.
The Islanders, New York Islanders, won four straight Stanley Cups in the early 80s, and they kind of preceded the Edmonton Oilers mini dynasty from the mid to late 80s with Gretzky and Mark Messier.
The Philadelphia Flyers in the 79-80 team had a streak of 35 games. They won 25 games in tied/overtime 10 times.
Well, I
don't know if they went in overtime
Well, yeah, back then you played a 5-minute overtime. If you're tied after three periods, and if nobody scored, you know, it's a tie and each team gets a point, which I really like to see the NHL go back to, because I hate the shootout. I don't like games being decided on a practice drill. Okay. I don't like the shootout. Never liked it. Not a fan. You know, I think it's hokey. I think it's dumb. You know, it'd be like, oh, let's have a field goal contest to decide an NFL game if it's tied after three periods. No, play. You play 5 minutes. I like the 3-on-3.
I do too.
I love the 3-on-3 in overtime because that opens up more space and creates more scoring chances. But, you know, you play 3-on-3 for 5 minutes and nobody scores. You get a point. You get a point. We move on.
The Canadians had a streak of 28 games back in 77-78. And then a final one here. Cover your ears, Preds fans. The Chicago Blackhawks in 2012-13. Had a streak of 24. So, Preds still got a couple more games if they want to eclipse their old buddy pals in Chicago.
Vanderbilt will introduce formally Mark Byington as their new men's basketball coach today at the always convenient time of 4 p.m.
4 p.m. in downtown Nashville.
What in the blue hell were they thinking? You can't have it at 2? I know. Well, listen. I think they're doing it because Tennessee talks today at 2. They're in Detroit for the Sweet 16. Okay. They're having their press availability at 2 local time. But why not have it at noon? You could have it at noon, get everybody out of there by like 1 o'clock, 1:15, and we just move on. I mean, the story's been out, you know, they announced it 2 days ago, 3 days ago.
Everyone go out on their lunch break. This is open to the public,
by
the way.
Yeah.
So if you want more information
you think Vandy Clay will try to show up?
I mean, is he a Vandy fan if he doesn't at least try? I mean, if you get carried out in handcuffs, so be it.
Clay, if you're out there, give us a call. Are you going? Are you going to try to go to the Mark Byington press conference today? Interesting they made it open to the public.
Yeah, and I think, I don't know this for certain, but I would imagine Mark Byington wanted it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a big disconnect here recently has been between the fans and the program. And it was interesting, and I saw a couple other people make this point.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned the fans three times in his opening statement, just kind of that.
Remember, that was kind of, when he interviewed, maybe it was, you know, It was
go, hey, coach.
Instilled in him, yes. You know, coach, we really need a coach that's going to reach out to our fans.
Right.
You know what I mean, coach? Wink, wink.
Yeah, season ticket sales aren't exactly flying through the roof right now. And it's smart. I mean, it's
oh, no doubt.
It's nothing that they shouldn't have done anyway, but you make a good point. It is interesting they made it to the public, but I think it's a smart move. I think it'll be well attended today because ultimately, John, I mean, Vanderbilt fans don't want to not go to games. Of course, they want to go, but it got to a point where fans felt like the only way I'm going to get my message across that I'm not happy with things,
right,
or just not to show up,
yeah,
and leave an empty seat in Memorial Gym. So, important press conference. I don't know what it will mean for the future, but I think he could really not write a lot.
He's got to come across as a couple of things.
Correct.
Number one. I'm happy to be here. I want to be here. Number two, I'm dedicated to turning this thing around, having us compete in the SEC and getting us back to the NCAA tournament. And number three, I can't do it without you fans. Get on board. Let's go. Those are the three things he needs to nail today in this press conference. Would you agree?
I agree. And in this world, and you hear the improved NIL kind of purse, if you will, for this program moving forward. It is exciting, and he's got a chance to continue that excitement, and our guy Joey Dwyer will be there covering it, so I invite everyone to follow along on his Twitter.
Joey! I
had a lot of people come up to me and kind of reach out yesterday saying how much they love the Joey Dwyer segment. We appreciate him coming on.
He's been great.
Really been a good insider.
He's great. We should see about maybe having him on more frequently, yes. If you know what I mean. If you're going to the Vanderbilt press conference today, doors will open to attendees at 3:30. Entry through Gate 3 of Memorial Gymnasium, located off 25th Avenue. Fans should park on floors 8 through 10 in the 25th Avenue garage and enter the structure using the Highland Avenue entrance via 24th Avenue South. All seating is general admission and will be located in sections F and 2F. The clear bag policy will be in effect. If you're not able to go, but you still want to check it out, Byington's introduction will also be streamed live on SEC Network Plus, VUCommodores.com, the website there, and Vanderbilt Athletics YouTube channel. So no shortage of ways to get your fill of the Mark Byington press conference this afternoon.
I will be listening for sure, and depending on my whereabouts tomorrow, we can probably play some of that tomorrow as well.
Yeah, who knows where I'll be tomorrow.
Right.
So I think I'll be here. No, we're going to be at the Omni Nashville Hotel tomorrow, so looking forward to that. All right, also looking forward to this. Speaking of Vanderbilt, it's Thursday, so that means Corbs is going to join us. Tim Corbin, as he gets ready for another weekend set of SEC baseball action. You'll hear from him next, and then later on your phone calls, WNSR.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request. Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
Hi, I'm Jeff Fisher. Guess what? The Cats are back. The Nashville Cats will be returning to the Municipal Auditorium on April 27th in the season opener against the Minnesota Myth. There will be five total games played at Municipal Auditorium, with one additional game played up in Clarksville at F&M Bank Arena on Armed Forces Day on Saturday, May 18th. For player or dance team tryouts or tickets, log on to thenashvillecats.com.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony Pollard is younger. He's 3.5 years younger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You're getting him in his prime. And as Adam just stated, you're not asking him to be a bell cow. You've got Spears and Pollard.
Yep.
That's where the league is today.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
The Vandy boys open up a weekend SEC set here at home against Missouri. Tough week for them last weekend against South Carolina, but a nice win over Valpo midweek. Joining us, as he does every Thursday, the two-time national championship coach of the Vanderbilt baseball team, Tim Corbin. Corbs, good morning. Thanks for joining us on a game day.
Yeah, my pleasure, JB. Thank you.
Well, I mean, we'll get to South Carolina in just a second, but after what happened in that series, how good did it feel to get a win over Valpo? And you did it in dramatic fashion with Vastine getting a late home run.
Yeah, we did. I mean, I think there was some residual, JB, from the weekend.
Sure.
You know, I go back and started looking at games where you had tough weekends and what that Tuesday looked like. And sometimes there's a hangover effect of just the outcomes that existed in those games kind of bleed into the next game. And, you know, I hesitate saying, you know, I think every time you talk as a coach, you always see it from your perspective. But and a lot of times you just don't give enough credit to the opponent. There's a reason why you play a certain way, and it's typically because of the resistance that's created by the opponent. And South Carolina certainly did that, but Valparaiso did too. And you know, you can't place a value on teams prior to coming in here. Our kids know that.
Mm-hmm.
So it really doesn't matter what the name of their jersey is, because everyone plays us at a high level, and they pitched well, and they created issues for us. And quite frankly, JB, we were fortunate to walk out of there with a win, because we had to make some really good defensive plays. We pitched really well. We only allowed two hits, but, you know, you get to that point, it's kind of like Evansville last year when we played 17 innings. It's like, you know, are you ever going to score? And then when you do that, it just becomes tighter at the plate. You just don't get off good swings and so on. And so that was kind of what that night was. But you're right. If you put a tally in the left-hand column, then that's really at the end of it, that's all that matters. But you certainly have to be realistic with where you are, and you just have to continue to get better.
Yeah, and I know getting swept is no fun. What do you think went wrong for you in the South Carolina series, and are there any positives you can take out of that?
Yeah, I'm sure there are. Defensive breakdowns, for sure. I mean, we created a mess for ourselves even the first game. You know, we ended up playing the doubleheader on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We played the doubleheader on Saturday, and, you know, we had two innings where we gave up seven unearned runs. We just didn't handle the ball. Uncharacteristic for us, too, because we usually do a good job of that. But you could see as the weekend was progressing, we were kind of playing a little bit tentative. We got back on our heels. And, you know, for them, they won the first game. we got off to a good start in the second game, but we couldn't hold on to the lead, lost that one. And I just felt like Sunday we just played very, very tentative and back on our heels, and we couldn't punch, and they did. And so, you know, you walk out of there really disappointed because you don't feel like you represented yourself well, and the kids are obviously upset about that. But, you know, you do. You have to talk about it. You have to let it sink in, and then you have to move from it. And there's things you can get from it. We pitched pretty well. You know, Holton pitched well. Cunningham pitched well at the beginning. Futrell just didn't get off to a good start just because we dropped the first ball that was hit in the game, and it just continued. So offensively, no, not really what we needed. We looked tired. So anyway, those were all explanations, and you get to the point where they sound like excuses, and you don't want to make them. So we just got to move from it.
WNSR, JB and the General, talking with Tim Corbin, head coach of the Vanderbilt baseball team.
Coach, you mentioned you ended up having to have a doubleheader because of Friday's weather. How do you approach it after kind of dropping a tough one in game one when you've got to get ready here in the next couple of minutes to get game two underway? How do you handle that with your players?
Well, you have to handle it quickly. There's not too much talk, and I would say this even if you want it. There's not too much talk about what just happened because you got nine innings right on top of you right away within minutes. So you do have to recover really quick, whether it's a win or a loss. But, you know, I think if you lose a game, it's like, okay, here we go. We got an opportunity to counterpunch. Now, you know, when you don't counterpunch, it becomes a very long day because you're out there for a long period of time. But if you're out there for a long period of time, you want to come away with something, and we didn't come away with anything. So it just becomes, more frustrating. But that was that, and, we just didn't get it done.
Coach, this really isn't a question, but I believe I saw somewhere Mike Baxter had a serious loss in his family. Just from JB and I, we both want to extend our prayers and thoughts to him.
Well, I appreciate that. Ray, his dad, he lost his dad. He was ill, not for an extended amount of time, but his health went down fairly quick, and he got that call when we were in Columbia, so he immediately went home. So he hasn't been with us for, the last week, and he comes back this morning, so it'll be good to have him back. I know the kids will be excited to have him back, and it'll be good for Mike, too, to get back in the fold, but... his parents I've known ever since we recruited Mike back in 2002. So we've had a long association with he and his family for a long period of time.
Coach, with the of course, instead of Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you're having a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Does that move your starting lineup in terms of pitching this weekend?
Yeah, it does. We have to recreate it a little bit. We can't bring Futrell back as quickly as we wanted to. We kind of wanted to hold back on him possibly last week, but it kind of made the decision easy to hold him out this week. So, but you got two quick because of the doubleheader on Saturday. You know, both Cunningham and Holton have to bounce back quick too, particularly Cunningham because he's pitching Friday. So he gets one day short and Carter gets, full week. But we're going Grayson Carter in tonight, and then Bryce Cunningham tomorrow, and then Carter Holton on Saturday. So, yeah, we've got two of these weeks back-to-back on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So we got it this week and then next week as well. But first things first.
No doubt about it, Coach. You know, we mentioned Jonathan Bastine earlier. He's just another one in a long line of players for you that seems to have a knack for coming up with big hits at key moments. What has he meant to your program?
Well, Johnny's continued to get better inside the program, and what I'm most happy with him is how he's developed academically. I think the academic consistency has led to what he's doing on the field, and I always revert back to that kind of thinking because it's so true. And, you know, I tell the coaches all the time, if I meet with Sarah Sanders, our academic advisor, on Monday, and when she talks to me about kids that are maturing academically, you always see the same type of output on the field, and that's where Johnny is. Johnny's become a better student. He's down here all the time. He and Espinal are here in the morning, every morning at 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning. They go to bed early. So he's got, you know, he's got good habits, and he had to learn those habits. Those weren't things that he came in with. It's not good or bad, but, you know, there's a lot of well-raised families, and this sounds, you know, it's not a shot at a family. It's just, it's how young kids grow. But once they get here, they understand that they really have to be time balanced. You know, they have to balance their time and their clock and what they're doing. And they have to really pay attention to food too. And, you know, I've had a lot of those conversations with kids as of late, but Johnny's done a nice job, and he's, you know, he's evolved as a hitter. And he certainly is very talented as a shortstop. He's got a very explosive body and a very good arm, and he's done a good job that way for us.
Tim Corbin is our guest, Vanderbilt baseball head coach, two-time national champion. All right, got Missouri coming in this weekend, Coach. What do we need to know about the Tigers?
I think they're a well-balanced team. I mean, they played a first-place Kentucky team in one-run games last weekend. They've got some age and they've got some youth, and kind of like us, I guess, in a lot of different ways. But I think, you know, they're dangerous. They're a team that is, they can hit. They've got some power. They've got some speed, and they certainly have enough pitching to beat you too. So, yeah, it's going to be a test and a good, you know, a good series for us to hopefully rebound and play well. You know, forget the outcomes. We just want to put a good product on the field and be aggressive, and hopefully we can get to that point this weekend.
Well, Tim, it's also opening day across Major League Baseball. You've sent a lot of players to the big leagues. I know that's a source of pride for you. I mean, how special, I know you're going to be busy with your own game, but how special is opening day for you in Major League Baseball, given the number of players you've been able to help get to that level?
Yeah, it's great. It's fun to watch kids grow to a point where they can make a living doing something that they loved as a child. And I think retaining that innocence, even at that level, is very important to their cause, because it's just another reminder that, you have a lot of good things on your plate, and you're able to still continue playing a game that you love. I had a long talk with, you know, our team about that yesterday. You know, you're a year removed from a tragedy here in Nashville, and just talked about the circumstances. You know, we're close with one of the families who lost their child in that situation. And when that happens, you know, hope is taken away from you by another person. And the fact that you're playing a game where, you know, you have like a childlike feel inside of everything that you do, and your ability to extend it and play beyond here is just a gift. It's a gift. And just to be very, very thankful and grateful for that, and knowing that, yeah, you have to work hard to get there, but if you can do that, what a nice gift that is. And to make a little money and put a little money away and still understand that, you know, you're more than just a baseball player, that you're someone that can really affect society by how you act and how you treat other people. So everything's linked together in some shape or form, and I'm happy for the kids. You're right. I don't get to see them all the time. I get the network and certainly can watch games when I'm around, but it's certainly exciting to watch those kids play.
Coach, have you had a chance to meet the new men's basketball coach, Mark Byington, yet?
No, I haven't. Talked to Candace about him, and she's certainly excited and happy for Mark and his opportunity and his family to come in here. I think they'll really enjoy Nashville, certainly, and he'll enjoy the opportunity to keep building a program. So I'm happy for Vanderbilt. You know, if Candace had anything to do with it, then it certainly is a good choice. But he comes in today, I think, and I think there's some type of press conference.
Yeah, 4 o'clock today. It's open to the public, so a little preview before the Vandy boys take the field. That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah, I'll have a fungo in my hand, so I won't be able to see that. But that's okay. I'll see him at some point.
Yeah.
Coach, when a new coach like this comes in, do you let them come to you to kind of talk about advice on how to kind of succeed at Vanderbilt, or do you offer that on your own?
No, I would never step in the way of anyone. I kind of stay in my lane. If people ask, it's not like I have answers. The thing, at least I have some awareness of Vanderbilt, you know, being here 22 years and the operation of it and the kids that are here, and just our process. But, you know, not saying our process is the way, but sure, I'm anytime a coach, and I've done this with other coaches, they come over, they sit in the classroom, what have you, you know, that door is always open. It's, but at the same time, I don't press myself on anyone. I wouldn't do that.
All right, Coach, it's the moment that everybody's been waiting for, the dining report.
The dining report? Yeah, I'm glad you asked. We went to a place called Punk Walk last night. Maggie came home.
What is it called, Coach?
Punk?
Punk Walk. Walk. Okay, all right.
Yes, really good. Really good.
Where's that located?
Yeah, it's on Charlotte.
Okay.
And it's kind of in this... like not shopping area, but kind of this retail area, right across the street from Five Points Pizza.
Okay.
Yeah. Really good. Really good. We go there probably once every 2 weeks, but, they have this cold noodles that we get, and it's outstanding. Whatever kind of sauce they put on it, it's excellent. We usually get that as an appetizer, and then we get this fried rice that has chicken, pineapple, shrimp. It's really good. But, yeah, it's worth your time. It's certainly worth your time. We really enjoy it.
Punk Walk. All right.
Yep.
A play on words, yep. Like punk rock, right? Were you That's a punk right. rock there fan growing up in New England there, Coach?
Yeah, I listened to my – I can't tell you it was on my playlist, though. I listened to it. It was fine.
You know, the
it
Clash, when something's you know, fine, it'd go yeah, the way. Sex Pistols. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. B-52s.
Yeah. Yeah. Anarchy yeah. in the UK, right? All day long.
Yeah. I was more REO Speedwagon, to be
oh,
honest.
Oh, yeah.
Boston, REO Speedwagon.
Of course, Boston, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Aerosmith, right? Exactly. Another Boston band.
Yeah, they're from New Hampshire.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, actually, the lead singer's from New York originally.
Yep. Yes,
so,
that's right.
Just so you
yep.
know. Well, anyway, yeah. Coach, always a pleasure to talk with you. Good luck this weekend against Mizzou, and we look forward to talking with you next week.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
It's just always great to talk to Tim Corbin. He's just great.
I did not expect a punk walk, I must
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sex Pistols, you know, Anarchy in the UK. Yeah. Yeah. Johnny Rotten, yeah. The Violent Femmes, yeah. Yeah, those are my groups. No. All right, we'll come back. Your phone calls to the top of the hour, 615-844-5600, WNSR. Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding listeners that every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. Giving equals living, so please consider donating blood today. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
It's JB and the General.
I am in no means a chiseled goddess. God, I don't have a six pack. I'm not looking like The Rock out here. But goodness gracious, George Niang legitimately has a beer belly out on the floor right now.
Yeah, but so does Jokic. He's the best player in the world.
Well, George Niang is clanking them off the backboard.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Reminder, tomorrow we'll be at Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel. We're looking forward to that. Again, no Braves baseball today. Push back to tomorrow. Bad weather all over the East Coast. And I don't know. I think they need to wait a little bit later to start the baseball season. Or you know, have these Northeastern teams either play in a dome or play in Florida or Southern California, because, you know, having grown up there, you know, it was frustrating trying to play baseball. You know, I played like 1 year of Little League after 2 years of Bush League, and then I was done. I got into football. But the first part of the season, you're trying to get out on the field and take grounders, and so you can't do it because most of the time there's still snow on the ground or it's raining.
And we should just have a non-COVID bubble in the state of Florida for the entire Major League Baseball.
That might be onto something there. Tony joins us. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Gavin. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tony.
John Burton, last night on Sportsline, hell of a show.
Oh, thanks. Well, first of all, thanks for watching, because I never know who's watching those Sportsline shows.
Right.
And hell second of all, show. Thank you for
great
the compliment.
Great job on getting Eli and Pokey both there, and just a hell of a show. I really enjoyed that. I hope a lot of your callers and our listeners here, I hope a lot of them got to watch that.
Yeah, he's a class act, isn't he? I mean, when I asked him about why he's not at Alabama anymore, he's very classy about it, and I just had a wonderful time just, you know, talking with him and just getting to know him a little bit. I really enjoyed that. Thanks, Tony.
It was really, just really good casual conversation. And like you say, pretty open, pretty
mm-hmm.
open.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good stuff.
Thanks, Tony.
Guys, I got a couple of questions for you.
Yeah.
First of all, I think Rand has done, I'm going to give him a grade, all his grading stuff. I'm going to give him a B++ right now. I think he's going out and got some important needs that the Titans need, both in all areas. And with that being said, I want to ask you two guys, what one player of who they've signed in free agency is going to be the most impactful, and which one might not be the most impactful but will be the most important? My personal opinion is the center. Is it Cushenberry, something like that?
Lloyd Cushenberry, yep.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know.
I think he's about as important as anybody we've signed.
Yeah, I would say Ridley impactful, Cushenberry important.
Patton? What kind of grade would you give Rand right now?
I'm in that B+. You know, I'm in solid B to a B+ for sure. I mean, Tony, you know this as well as anybody. We have to see it play out on the field, and they got to win.
Right.
But, you know, I've been saying all week because, you know, I had that idiot on my Instagram talking about him just being a social justice, you know, woke hire and, you know, whatever. He's doing his job, right, Tony? The guy is doing his freaking job.
The guy has come in here, and once he got his family here and got his feet planted, he has done.
And not only that, Tony, let me add this. And you know, now that Vrabel's gone, you know, Amy has, you know, entrusted him with the entire operation. He's executive vice president now. He's in charge of the coaching staff. He's in charge of the roster. It's his show.
Well, John and Patton, I'll say this. And I think a lot of Titan fans and everybody, it really feels like it's the first solid general manager that we've had since Floyd Reese. You agree with that?
Yeah, Rustin Webster, you know.
I thought John Robinson, until he went rogue, I thought he was pretty damn good.
Yeah,
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, there was some kind of glitch there along the way where, like you said, he went rogue for whatever reason.
Right. And one last quick thing.
Yeah.
More directed towards, I guess, Patton. He's a Vandy fan like me and stuff, and John, you are too, but
yeah. He's
a season ticket holder. And I want to get, what is your take on the new hire, the basketball coach, Byington?
Tony, I don't think
Thanks for the call, Tony.
Yeah, I don't think it's the best name that they went after. I'd say he's probably the third candidate. Danny Sprinkle, who ended up getting hired, I believe, at Washington, was the name they really wanted, and what is the FAU who got hired? Anyway, got hired at Michigan. He was target number one, but I think it's a good hire. And we talked about this, John. They couldn't get a guy who was fresh out of the NBA, looking to become a first time college basketball head coach. This guy's done it in two places, not Power Five level like maybe I would have liked in Chris Mack, but he's been in two places where it's hard to win. Go look at what Georgia Southern is right now after he left and went to James Madison. They are nowhere near what they were under Mark Byington. And I'm interested to see what James Madison is, because traditionally that isn't a basketball school by any means. It's more football. And we got to remember, they moved from FCS to FBS in football not only a couple years ago, and he was there for that transition. So I like the hire. You hear that he's really a grinder, a hard worker, is willing to get in there, recruit, and is willing to be not a used car salesman, like I said yesterday, but willing to promote the program. And I think they missed that the past couple of years.
All right, we'll come back and wrap up hour number one right after this, WNSR.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. Visit starleasing.com to learn more.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's MELINDAS.com. Melinda's.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
It's a Bill King Show.
We created a rule decades ago on the show. Weddings, things of that nature, during the playing portion, do not get consideration. No. Don't do that. Weddings are meant for the spring. They do not get consideration during the playing portion of the season. That's just the way we work it around here. That's the way we play it around here.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
You're listening to JB and the General, live on WNSR.
Wrapping up hour number one, Chris Sanders, former Titans wide receiver, will join us at 10:25. Patton, what's going on with your Cavaliers? They lost to the god-awful Charlotte Bobcats last night. And listening in Cleveland today, your boy JB Bickerstaff is... It seems like the seats get a little hotter for him.
Yeah, John, I've moved on from JB Bickerstaff. To me, it's a bigger problem, and maybe a new coach comes in and improves players, but Evan Mobley has not gotten better since he's got drafted.
That's been the big talk this morning, that he hasn't developed.
He has not. He hasn't progressed. He hasn't developed a jump shot yet. Really is painful to watch dribble the basketball. And I hate saying this, John. You know me, Vanderbilt fan, Nashville native for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And Darius Garland isn't a Nashville native, but he played high school basketball here, moved from Gary, Indiana, where his parents are from. Not good enough, John. Not good enough. Hasn't been good enough all year. Hasn't really been good enough since Donovan Mitchell has really been here. His best years, John, to me, were... him and Colin Sexton were running the point guard.
But they were saying that wasn't going to work. Somebody had to move on. Sexton had to move on, right?
Yeah, it's a problem. And defensively, he's never going to be elite just because at his size,
right?
You don't really need him to be elite necessarily because his offensive game is so strong. But he has progressed, I will say that, since his rookie year. And he's, of course, got a max contract, has played a lot better, has made an all-star. But, John, when it is just him on the floor, he gets exposed. Defenses key in on him, and it is over after that. He needs someone else next to him. When it isn't him, it's a problem. And I think some fans wondered coming into the year, maybe can Darius take that next step? When Donovan absolutely is going to miss games, everybody's going to miss games in the NBA. But this season has shown me, John, if they don't have someone next to Darius Garland next year, if Donovan Mitchell moves on, this is a mid-tier Eastern Conference basketball team.
Well, Mulehead sent that blasphemous text yesterday basically suggesting that the Lakers are better off without LeBron James. I want to remind Mulehead that the Lakers beat the Grizzlies last night and LeBron James had a triple-double.
Yeah, posterized our guy Scottie Pippen Jr. last night as well.
Oh, he did? I didn't see that.
He did.
Yeah, so...
Not a brutal Jason Terry level.
Right. Yeah. That was the ultimate disrespectful dunk, man. That was great. That was sweet revenge for him.
It sure was.
So, yeah, Mulehead. And need I remind you, Muley, that he's 39 years old. Also, America's teddy bear, real class act, showboating after hit a couple threes and, you know, doing the go to sleep thing and, you know, doing that thing where he squats at midcourt. I still don't know what that is. So, yeah, real class act there. Shimmy, shimmy.
Yeah, don't get me started on Draymond.
And America's jackass, yeah, Draymond literally. Green, ejected 4 minutes into the game last. I am so over that
guy.
Can he just go away, please?
Fed up, John.
I'm so sick of the Warriors, but in particular, I'm so sick of him. Like, I'm over it. I'm done with him, man.
And damn it, if this means I don't know basketball, that I don't respect what Draymond Green does for the game of basketball, then I don't want to know basketball.
Exactly, yeah.
Good riddance with this
joker. Yeah, then call me ignorant. Right. Then call me dumb about the game of basketball because, he's a clown. I'm sorry.
He absolutely
He's a freaking clown.
And then post.
But he's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame because, the Naismith Hall of Fame, it's not the Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. It's just the Basketball Hall of Fame. Like
a bunch of guys who know basketball so much more than everybody else. It's a joke.
Yeah. He's a clown. Yeah. So real class act there. So you got that mule head? LeBron James, triple double, Lakers won. My Knicks won last night, too. They killed the god awful Toronto Raptors. And we're getting healthier. Hopefully.
Well, good for you, John.
Thank you, Patton.
Happy for you.
We are the New York Knicks. All right. Hour number two coming up. Chris Sanders joins us at 1025 WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sam Bankman-Fried, the mastermind behind the collapsed crypto exchange FTX, will be sentenced today on fraud charges. Prosecutors want him to receive upwards of 50 years behind bars. His legal team says he deserves no more than six. Work begins today on trying to clear Baltimore Harbor of the wreckage of the Key Bridge. It'll be a long process. The remains of two construction workers found yesterday. It is too dangerous to dive for the remaining four who are still missing. If you're Easter shopping for the weekend, you better get ready for some sticker shock when it comes to eggs.
The industry publication Supermarket News says that nearly two-thirds of shoppers intend to buy eggs for Easter, with one in five planning to buy more than last year. The cost of a dozen eggs has been rising because a bird flu outbreak in December took 11 million hens out of production.
ABC's Jim Ryan, chocolate prices are also up. Some 40,000 people expected to participate in Monday's Easter egg roll at the White House. This is ABC News.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
And now, the fine folks at FMR Construction Services are on the air proudly saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military, both past and present. Thank you. This message is courtesy of FMR Construction Services, your certified pros. For commercial and residential roofing, general contracting, and painting needs, call FMR Construction Services today at 615-788-7662. 615-788-7662.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Ah, fun is in full bloom, Tennessee, and the multiplier instant games are buzzing in. These colorful tickets offer chances to multiply your wins 10, 20, 50, and even 100 times. It's a beautiful day for bigger and bigger prizes, and they're ripe for the picking right now. Find the Multiplier Instant Games today at your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Welcome back for the second hour of JB and the General, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. Call or text into the show right now, 615-844-5600. That's 615-844-5600. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, here's News Channel 5's John Burton and Patton Cook.
Hour number two of our radio program, JB and the General, John Burton, General Patton Cook, inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. We are presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. We will be there tomorrow morning, kitchen notes at the Omni. Bill King from 6 to 9. Our show, 9 to 11. We're looking forward to that. Of course, got Sweet 16 this weekend. Tennessee tomorrow night against Creighton. They'll meet the media today. Mark Byington, new Vanderbilt men's basketball coach, will be formally introduced this afternoon at 4 o'clock. That is open to the public. You can get there around 3:30 and go hear from the new head coach of the Commodores basketball team, everybody.
I may just mess around after we're at Kitchen Notes tomorrow. I might just stay at the Omni all day. I might go over to Bar Lines.
Yeah,
and,
you should.
Just take
Make
in,
a day of it.
Have a nice little me day at the Omni.
You know, have Lexi call off work and, you know, call off sick, and you guys just go hang out all day.
This is true.
Or get your me time, you know.
Might leave it to myself.
I was going to say, you love your fiance. You're looking forward to spending the rest of your life with her. But, you know, some days you probably want to just a little me time. I'm sure she wants the same thing, right?
Yeah. I mean someone's got to
work. That's going to help the relationship, right?
Exactly. Someone's got to work around here.
The less time you spend together, the better your chances of staying together, which is weird.
Yeah, this is the Greg Pogue way, apparently, which he tells us.
We got some texts there, Mr. General.
Sure do. Brad texts in. Now, this is a long one, so bear with me.
Okay.
So during Bill's show, we had a texter text in about Reese Davis. He was on a podcast here recently, and he had heard that a unnamed college football team that made it in the college football playoff 2 or 3 years ago, that they thought about not playing. The team thought about not going to the college football playoff, even though they were in. You can put two and two together. People think it's Oklahoma because they wanted to get their price lowered to move to the SEC. Of course, they had to pay a lump sum to the Big 12.
Right.
So to be able
to. A buyout.
To a buyout. So that is what teams are putting together. So this is what was mentioned earlier. Going into Brad, I heard you all mention the Reese Davis comments. I'm not surprised. They already individually sit out bowl games. I just read where one of the kids from the Oakland basketball team is getting NIL offers from other teams. The Oakland coach doesn't expect him to stay. Where is all this going? Team boycotts, players getting tampered with, transfers. My question is, where do the fans fit in? How are the fans going to protect themselves? I love college football, but it is starting to be less and less.
This is from Brad.
This is from Brad.
Brad, all I can tell you is it's a new world, and, you know, adapt or die. You know, get in where you fit in, bro. You know, root for the laundry. I learned this as a Giants fan watching Saquon Barkley, you know, get in his car and go up the turnpike to freaking Philadelphia. Root for the laundry. Hope for the best.
Yeah, imagine and, Lawrence Taylor leaving the Giants and going to the Philadelphia Eagles.
You know what's funny, though?
It's a different
when
time.
When the USFL folded, from what I understand, the Giants were this close to signing Reggie White.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine Reggie White and Lawrence Taylor on the same defense? Screw the 85 Bears, man. You know, forget about it.
The NFL might have had to close its doors because there wouldn't be a quarterback left.
Maybe they could line them up on the same side, really. Or you could have Reggie on one end and Lawrence on the other end. I mean, can you imagine? Brad, I feel you. I hear you. You know, I think it's going to get crazy before somebody finally steps up and raises their hand and says, we need to regulate all this. What do you think, Patton?
I agree. I mean, all you hear from the NCAA is asking for the federal government to help out. I mean, get in line. Yeah. A lot of people are looking for the government to help themselves out. They've got a mess of their own over there. So I don't see that helping. And cat's out of the bag.
Yeah,
we hear this. You're not going to put any of the toothpaste back in the tube. It's out.
It's out. You look at guys. You know, all these great coaches: Jay Wright in college basketball, Nick Saban. He could have coached another 5, 6, 7 years if he wanted to. You could tell he's still competitive as hell. We talked to Eli Gold about that last night.
But he said it himself, Nick Saban.
Right. He's like, we just lost a heart, gut-wrenching game in the Rose Bowl to freaking Michigan, and I got guys in the locker room saying, what are my insurances that I'm going to play next year and how much I'm getting paid? You don't say that to Nick Saban. Yeah. You know what I mean?
The confetti hasn't even fell yet.
You maybe say that to Scotty Walden, shout out Scotty, we love him. You don't say that to Nick Saban.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's it, I'm done. I'm out of here. Like I said, I think it's going to get to the point. And, as far as players opting out, I don't know anything. I didn't hear about Reese Davis's comments, but he's pretty well plugged in the world of college football. So
yeah.
I don't think that's something he's just, making up or pulling out of his rear end, right?
Yeah. I would say his source is pretty strong.
Yeah. That's probably a well sourced, comment he made. As far as we're just in the age of players, player empowerment, and it's this whole, I got to be loyal to the school, and even though I got millions waiting for me in the NFL, I'm going to play in the Peach Bowl because I want to do it for my school. That crap's over.
Oh yeah,
look at Marvin Harrison Jr. He didn't even work out for anybody.
Right. Yeah.
He's like, I don't need to work out.
I mean,
y'all going to draft me? I'm going top five, top six.
And I know this isn't a popular team, but look at Reed Sheppard, a kid whose mom and dad both went to Kentucky, graduated from there. He grew up cheering for Kentucky.
Right.
He's leaving after a year.
Yep.
He's not coming back. He did his 1 year that he had to, and he's probably going to the NBA draft. So the legacy of wanting to play for pride is gone.
Yeah. Sounds like he's probably somebody around my age, like a middle-aged person. And, back in our day, 80s and 90s, all the college basketball stars stayed until at least their junior year. They had to. You couldn't leave before until after your junior year. But, Patrick Ewing came back for his senior year. Tim Duncan came back for his senior year. Derek Coleman, who was a great player at Syracuse, could have easily left after his junior year, decided to come back for his senior year.
And where did David Robinson play, John?
Navy. Naval
Academy.
You're
never going to see that ever again.
No.
A guy like that, never. So a couple more here. Kevin Muehltown, here we go. Hope none of the media members get arrested on Vandy's campus this afternoon. They have a history of doing that this week. Of course, news came out yesterday. A couple students got arrested trying to do a sit-in, I believe, at Chancellor Daniel Diermeier.
Yeah.
Pro-Palestine protest or whatever. A couple more here from Kevin. Great question by Patton about advice to Vandy coaches. Good job, young man. Thank you, Kevin. And then finally, for the record, I cannot stand Draymond. This is Kevin in Muehltown.
Oh, okay. Well, at least we agree on something.
Yeah,
Kevin.
We'll let you off there.
Yeah, Kevin. We'll let you off there because that text yesterday was blasphemous, talking about suggesting that the Lakers are better without LeBron James. Get the hell out of here. Love you, Kevin. Did you hear about this? Ice Cube?
Yes.
For those that don't know, Ice Cube runs that 3-on-3 professional basketball league where it's like basically retired NBA players can still play and make money and be competitive. Supposedly, he offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to join his league.
I did see that.
And I guess Cube said something to the effect of that wasn't supposed to get out, but he kind of, do I have this right? He kind of confirmed it, but he was like, I didn't want this to get out, but since it's out, yeah, I did.
Yeah, give me a break, Ice Cube. You absolutely wanted that to get out. I did see that. I saw that yesterday as well, and not surprising. I mean, the numbers, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, 4.3 million viewers they had for the Iowa and West Virginia game on ESPN mm-hmm. the other day. I mean, these numbers are...
She's a draw, bro.
Incredible.
She's a draw. There's no doubt. She is a draw, and she gets ratings, and she's doing State Farm commercials now. Right.
Her and Patrick Mahomes are rubbing elbows.
Exactly. Yeah. I was like, I was watching the other day, and all of a sudden, you know, she popped out of a State Farm commercial. I was like, whoa. It's Caitlin Clark. She's like, did somebody say shooter? Because right. I'm a really good shooter. Well, listen, how much is she going to make in the NBA? Like, can you look at what, who's the highest paid player in the WNBA? Did I say NBA? I meant to say WNBA. I would go play with Ice Cube. $5 million? She's not going to make that in the WNBA, is she?
I can't imagine.
Like, I think, I want to say the highest paid player in the WNBA makes like, I don't know, $300,000-$400,000.
I'm seeing the highest salary among players in the WNBA was Erica Wheeler. And hers
who's
was
she play for?
$242,000.
There you go.
And I would venture to make...
With the money she's making now, she's with her endorsements making, and NIL...
She was making double.
She's already a multimillionaire.
I mean, Iowa was selling out every single game.
Ice Cube is on First Take right now. Yeah, man, I've reached out to Caitlin Clark.
Yeah, but
I get a play for my league.
Yeah, but I didn't want this to get out. Give me a break.
Yeah.
I mean, let's call it like it is.
Always on, always on McAfee. Oh, geez. Well, yeah, I can only imagine the S bombs are being dropped.
But she is confirmed. She will not be coming back to Iowa this year.
Yes.
She'll be going to the WNBA.
Because she could come back and play at Iowa next year if she wanted to, because she would get her COVID year, correct?
Yes. She still has at least one more. I believe she's only a junior.
Wow.
So she could technically do two if she wanted to. But,
yeah. But I mean, yeah. I don't know. If I'm her, I would strongly consider this offer from Ice Cube, wouldn't you?
Yeah. And
you're going to make a lot more money and, you know.
I don't know the crossover schedule between the two. I don't know when how that would affect things.
Oh, listen, the WNBA would let her do both.
Oh, sure.
They would figure it out. Don't you think? Because the WNBA has got to be like, all right, we need her in this league.
Right.
Because, you know, we're going to get ratings. We're going to get eyeballs. So don't be surprised if there are like secret backdoor meetings right now saying, all right, we're going to give her, you know, a couple of million dollars to play in our league. And if she wants to do Ice Cube's league, we're going to let her. Because the WNBA, you cannot afford to not have her play for your league. Am I right?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'd be interested to see kind of how, whenever she enters the league, her and Angel Reese, will this kind of up? Because, I mean, the salaries were, I mean, I just read you the highest paid women's basketball player.
What was your source there?
This is Statista.com. This is a research department I'm seeing here. But, I mean.
If I'm Caitlin Clark and I'm looking at that and that's the highest paid player, I'm laughing at that.
Yeah.
Because she's smart. She knows she's a draw. She knows she's going to, you know, get the league ratings. Right? You got to pay her. That's the price of doing business, bro.
Yeah.
You know? And does this league have enough money to, you know, generate to pay her what she's going to be worth? And then what's going to be the fallout from the rest of the players of the league, right? You already heard what Cheryl Swoop said.
What did she say?
Well, not that long ago, somebody asked her about Caitlin Clark, and she basically said, well, if she goes to WNBA, if she thinks she's going to shoot the ball 30 times a game, they ain't going to play in the, you know, amongst her teammates.
Well, and if they want viewers, I would advise Cheryl Swoops to maybe get with the times.
Yeah, trust me.
I mean, she knows Cheryl more basketball than I ever will.
Yeah, Cheryl got a lot of flack for those comments.
I mean, come on.
A lot of flack. But she basically was like, you know, I hope she doesn't think she's going to come in here, come into our league and just chuck the ball up 30, 35 times a game.
What are we, gatekeeping here? Gatekeeping? And, John, I mean, really, the matchup.
And Cheryl Swoops, for those that don't know, was a great, great WNBA player, great college player, like one of the greatest women's basketball players, really, of all time, you would have to say. She's a Hall of Famer.
No doubt. But really, John, I think, and we're about to see it, I'd be shocked if Iowa doesn't advance on, same with LSU. The numbers LSU in Iowa is going to get, it's going to be on big ESPN. They might even put it on ABC.
I'll bet you they do.
Oh, gosh. I mean, it'll be huge. It probably will be the biggest. It'll be most NBA games. I'm telling you, John. I'm not even kidding there. The ratings for the NBA keep falling. And
yeah.
Right now, Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and that whole debacle of
Kim
course
Mulkey,
you had last
you know,
year. Kim Mulkey.
Having,
right?
You know, having out-of-body experiences on the sidelines and, you know, Angel Reese talking trash. And you know, I mean, you're right, dude. That's going to be something, man. I mean, that championship game last year, wasn't that the highest rated women's championship game?
Yep.
Of all time, I believe it
by
was.
By some margin. So.
Yeah. Sweet 16 tonight resumes. NCAA tournament resumes with Sweet 16. 6:09 Clemson against Arizona. West Region, East Region, San Diego State, UConn, a rematch of last year's championship game. UConn, 11.5-point favorites in that one. Alabama, North Carolina, 8:39 scheduled tip on CBS and News Channel 5. And then the nightcap, Illinois, the Fighting Steve Lehmans, taking on Iowa State, the 3-2 game in the East Region. That should be an outstanding, outstanding game. You know, and then, of course, Tennessee plays Creighton tomorrow night in Detroit.
I like your Fighting Steve Lehmans.
Well, he's the pride of Champaign, Illinois. Grew up in Champaign, Illinois. Went to the University of Illinois. I mean, he's all about it. So
they might have him throwing up the tip-off.
He is a distinguished alum, is he not?
Yes.
Just as I'm a distinguished alum at the Plattsburgh State University College.
Yes, I was asked to throw the first pitch at an Austin Peay's game this weekend. I had to say, I got a show to do.
Well, Patton, I love you to death. You're my guy, man. I love you more than an egg white omelet, but you ain't getting the ball over the plate.
Oh, come on. You see how long these arms are?
That's true. You could just drop,
just drop it in the catcher's mitt over there.
You're right. I underestimated you. All right. We come back. Chris Sanders, former Titans wide receiver, will join us. Stick around. WNSR.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over 2 decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times national survey of pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax relief advocates. Real solutions for real people.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We were here when Eddie George left. We were here when Chris Johnson left. They had to move on too. And Derrick Henry is doing the same. These guys cannot stay forever. That's just the deal.
It's just what it is.
Derrick
Henry made it to 30, and most people are ready to put 30-year-old running backs out to pasture.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR. You're listening to JB and the General. Call or text into the show, 615-844-5600.
Try that again. Welcome back to the show. You told me to talk, Patton, and I talked, and my voice was not heard.
Sorry, first day on the job.
Yeah, right? Yeah, that's a demerit for you, General Patton. Anyway. Hey, we're going to be at Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel tomorrow from 9 to 11. Bill King from 6 to 9. Chris Sanders, why don't you and your lovely bride join us for breakfast tomorrow morning?
No, man, you eat up all the sandwiches. No, man. No. Because you know you swole like that. I mean, you eat like 8 eggs like Rocky.
Yo, I need my protein, you know. Yo, Mick.
You got any more of that wheat germ? I mean, what?
You know, speaking of Rocky, I was watching Rocky the other day. I think it was Rocky 3 where he fought Clubber Lang. And the person I was watching with was like, hey, isn't that Chris Sanders, the guy that, you know, the former Titans, great wide receiver? He comes on your radio show once a week. I said, no, man, that's Carl Weathers.
Oh, well, guess what? I got one in the chambers. But me and my wife, we're just sitting down, and she tried to kiss me on the cheek.
Yeah.
It's like, baby, since we're in love, let's watch something with love in it. She's like, let's watch The Love Boat. I'm like, sure. So as we're looking at the TV, this guy with his thick mustache, it looked like Jeff Fisher. Baby, I didn't know John played in that movie. I said, baby, no, that's Isaac. On The Love Boat.
Funny story about that, though, Chris. Ted Lange was the guy who played Isaac on The Love Boat. We had him on the show a few years ago.
Lying.
I swear. And it was great. And you might be able to find it on SoundCloud. We had the best time. I remember I asked him, I said, Ted, I said, you know, did you know how to bartend before you became Isaac the bartender on The Love Boat? And he's like, no. I didn't know what I was doing. He said I was just pouring stuff into a glass and putting little umbrellas and stuff on it and giving it out.
All you got to do is have a mustache. All you got to do, when you had a mustache,
he had a classic.
Like caterpillars on there.
He had a classic mustache, man.
That's awesome. So how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. What's new with you, man?
Man, I'm good, man. Just we had a track meet yesterday, and my wife was sitting in the stands the whole time, and just she's a trooper. But yeah, we had a good time. We had a good 4x1 time, and you know it was cold out there. My lips was ashy, but we did. Had a pretty good day.
Well, let me ask you about L'Jarius Sneed. The Titans, they have yet to confirm the trade, but it's been widely reported, and the Titans are not denying it. That broke late last Friday night, and I remember thinking, man, Rand, we've been talking about it all spring. Rand is cooking. He continues to cook. I mean, they had been rumored to be in on the sweepstakes, but you get a physical shutdown corner in his prime. I mean, the Titans are all of a sudden building maybe one of the best secondaries in all of football.
I agree with you 100%. If you look at Denard Wilson, the defensive coordinator for the Tennessee Titans, this is one of the quotes he said. He said, we want an aggressive, physical, and guys that's ready to fight on every play. Who the heck did you just get? Sneed? He want to fight everybody.
Yeah, he's fighting.
If you look at that video that's on YouTube, he had Tyreek Hill in a chokehold. Mm-hmm. I mean, he almost like he took his sandwich or something. But I mean, he was in his grill. But that's the kind of defense that he wants to bring. And if you look at, you know, Jeffrey Simmons on one of his tweets, I mean, he's celebrating and say, you know, we got a great secondary, not in putting guys down from last year, but you got two physical guys with Snead and Awuzie that are physical at the line of scrimmage. And now we forget about a guy that we talked about last year is McCrary. Mm-hmm. McCrary's a physical guy that can play the slot. So now you have two shutdown corners, and then you got an inside guy with McCrary, and then you got Hooker that can roam around in the secondary and make some interceptions.
Who's your other safety, though? Is it going to be Elijah Molden?
Elijah Molden, absolutely.
How do you think he did, after Byard left?
He's just got to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, if he stays healthy, he can make some plays. But the one guy I really, really love is Hooker. If you look at a couple
Hooker's
years ago,
great.
when they were playing the Cincinnati Bengals, there was no momentum. But when he made that interception, he created some momentum. Let me give you a perfect example about this secondary. In 1995, I got drafted to the Houston Oilers, and there were some great secondaries in the league, like with the Kansas City Chiefs had Hastings, and they had Dale Carter, they had guys like that in the league. But practicing against Chris Dishman, Darrell Lewis, Blaine Bishop, Steve Jackson, Marcus Robinson, if those guys fight every practice, and my first day of practice, I ran a slant. And I got hit in the snoot. I'm like, I didn't sign up for this. I just want to drink Gatorade and catch touchdowns. But they were physical every single play. So the reason why I bring up those guys, that might be the same secondary that you're looking at with this Tennessee Titans team.
Chris, what is it like to play against a guy like L'Jarius Sneed, who's so physical at the line of scrimmage?
Oh, I hate it. I mean, I hate it. And then one guy that was real physical that I talked about was Chris Dishman. Chris Dishman and Dale Carter for the Kansas City.
Now, that dude was crazy, man. He was flipping off referees in the middle of the game.
Man, you know what I did? I was nice to him. I said, hey, man, I got some game. No, I'm sorry. But what I did with him is I had to treat him a little different because they played that cover two man. And what he did is he waited until you made the last move, and then he jammed you.
Okay.
So what I had to do is I sat with Coach Les Steck. He said, Chris, this is what you got to do. You can't do a lot of things at the line of scrimmage. You got to just go. So when I got into the game, I was a little nervous, and I went reverting back to, I got to do all these moves at the line of scrimmage. But once I understood that I had to just go, he couldn't put his hands on me, and I made some plays against him.
Chris, we kind of heard Brian Callahan talk glowingly about Calvin Ridley at the owners' meetings, basically saying he's going to use him the same way as Ja'Marr Chase. Were you surprised by that at all?
No, because they're two explosive players. When you have two explosive players, then you got to put these guys in position to make plays. Because, you know, the one thing I love about Calvin Ridley, he brings a different kind of nastiness. A nastiness, when I say nastiness, is he comes off the ball aggressive. When I say aggressive, that means he has a violent temper. When I say violent temper, that means he's coming off the ball with everything he has. So when you have a guy like that that's explosive, runs great routes, you know, can make big plays down the field, you have to get that guy the ball. Because when you're talking about players, he's not just a player. He's an impact player. And when you have an impact player, you got to get that cat the ball. And I think that's exactly what they're going to do.
Chris Sanders is our guest, the former Titans wide receiver. And a guy who looks like a lot of famous people.
All right, Sam Cassell.
Sam Cassell, you Sam Cassell'd me?
Yeah, I know. Y'all look alike, man.
Oh,
I think he's a stud, like, John, come on in here. John.
I got one in the chamber. I was watching the old NBA New York Knicks game the other day, and my friend said, hey, is that,
oh my God.
Is that Chris Sanders? Is that the guy that comes on your radio show with you and Patton Cook? I said, no, that's Charlie Ward.
Oh, my God, but guess what? I got one locked and loaded. I was watching, me and my wife was watching, after we got done watching The Love Boat, she's like, baby, I'm tired of all this love stuff. She said, I want to watch some football stuff like back in the 90s and 80s. I'm like, okay, baby, let's watch NFL Live. So this guy's sitting there, and his lips was ashy. She's like, baby, I did not know that was John. I said, no, baby, that's Tom Jackson.
Interesting story. Shared a flight with Tom Jackson coming back Steelers Jaguars Monday night game. Nicest dude you ever want to meet.
I grew up watching the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
And I grew up watching them, and I've always wanted to play against him. I had a chance to play against John Elway, but not Tom Jackson. He was a little older. But he looked gross in his uniform. I mean, you can't. Well, you got to look cool. You got to be cool once in a while, but man, you can have. He almost had the one bar face match. You can't have it anymore.
Well, he, you know. watching him and Chris Berman on NFL Primetime inspired me to want to do this for a living. That was a great show, man. The old NFL Primetime.
They're great at what they do, and they didn't try to outshine each other. They celebrate each other's talent. Great show.
Let me ask you this. Obviously, Chris, you know, Will Levis is going to have to learn a new offense. And I know Callahan's going to do everything he can to ease the transition, but it's not going to be easy for him, right? He's going to be drinking water out of a fire hose there for a while, isn't he?
Yeah, but as a coach, I got to make the player feel comfortable. And the way you make him feel comfortable is you got to study your player. What does he do well? What doesn't he do well? And just keep it simple. And I think you know Brian Callahan is going to do that, but also Nick Holtz, the offensive coordinator. I think they're going to make it simple to where he lets his talents come to fruition. Because we always talk about players playing fast, players playing with less hesitation. It's not about running the 4-3 the faster we're talking about. It's just making your decisions faster. That's all it is. And if you make the offense easy to where he can sit back and interpret it and go to his first and second read, then I think this dude's going to be a 4-3 record in the NFL.
Jim Wyatt put out a piece yesterday on Titans.com.
Yeah, I got to read that.
And Jim, Chris, he mentioned that Will Levis has reached out to Callahan and Ren Carthon. Every signing they've had, that he wants their phone number, he wants to reach out to them. Now, me as a fan, I love that. You as a former player, does that mean anything at all?
It means a lot because you're building something special. And when you have a whole bunch of guys that are dedicated to winning, then now you can build something. Because at the end of the day, you can have all the great wide receivers and all the great running backs. You can have all the great coaches. But if you don't build as a family, if you don't build in unity, then it's not going to work. Because it's like you can have Calvin Ridley out there, you can have Will Levis out there, but if they don't have a camaraderie, it's not going to work. But if they have camaraderie and guys are on the same page and, guys are in the right spot and he's throwing it to the ball where he's supposed to be, then it just makes it easier because you know your player. And I think that's great that Will Levis is doing that.
Well, you should have been with me and KB on Monday night.
Uh-huh.
We were touring Printer's Alley. We had a really good time. The only thing missing was you, Chris Sanders.
What did you say?
We were in Printer's Alley, me and Bullock. You know, it's part of it's an historic part of Nashville where you live, where you played.
I'm confused.
Printer's Alley. It's like a place to hang out, restaurants, bars, that kind of thing. Yeah, we had a good time, man.
Did you? How's my man Keith doing? He's still cool like that?
Yeah, he's still awesome. He's just like, whatever, man.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just Mr. Monday Night. You know what I'm saying? What you saying? What you know what I'm saying? No, I'm just kidding.
Chris, kind of on those lines, what was the locker room like back in your playing days with all the favorites?
A lot of characters in that locker room.
We had a lot of characters, but everybody was at home. Here's the biggest guy in the locker room that I absolutely loved was Bruce Matthews. Bruce Matthews was a big teddy bear. He's making games. He's hiding your helmet before the game. He's hiding your shoes. He's putting Pepto-Bismol on your helmet. You put it on and talk to him down his face. So that's the stuff that he did, but he made it fun. When we made the move from Houston to here and we played it in Memphis, even though everybody thought, we got to travel and it was just awful, Bruce Matthews made it fun. Brad Hopkins made it fun. Derek Mason made it fun. All those guys made it fun. And then when we came to Vanderbilt, everybody's like, how different players, not players, but different. Oh, y'all got to be in their small locker rooms. No, we made it fun. But here's one of the stories that I absolutely love. Bud Adams, rest his soul. Bruce Matthews would always play a joke on him. What he would do is, the owner just know two or three people's names. He knew Eddie George, Steve McNair, and Bruce Matthews. So what they would do is before the owner would come in, they would change the nameplates. So what they did, they changed the nameplates. So just imagine if I'm standing underneath a locker, my name is Chris Sanders, but at the top it says Drew Bennett. He walks in and instead of saying, "Hey, Chris Sanders," he looks up at the plate and he says, "Hey, Drew Bennett." Everybody was cracking up. So that's the kind of guy that he loved to be around was Bruce Matthews, because he loved the game, Hall of Famer, but he loved his teammates. So that's exactly why I love that guy.
So I was watching TV the other night. Old movie came on, and I was watching with a friend, and this incredible acting performance we were watching. And my friend said, "Is that Chris Sanders? Is that the guy, on your radio show with you and Patton Cook, the former Titans wide receiver?" I said, "No, man, that's Forrest Whitaker."
Wow. Well, guess what? I got another one. Chambers. I was watching this movie called Hotel Rwanda. Like, my baby was like, hey, babe, this is a good movie. Then she paused me. She's like, oh, my gosh, is that John? I said, no, baby, that's Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle. I knew it was coming. Oh, my gosh.
Started it.
You're right. I did. I started it. Hey, did you fill out a bracket this year? You've been watching March Madness?
Heck no. Because the first game is going to get you out of whack anyway.
Yep. That's what it did to me.
But you know what, John, what makes it so special is because it's not like football. Just imagine Alabama playing McNeese State. They're going to get blasted.
Right.
But when you're in basketball, I think it's more of the scheme as opposed to the players. If I'm wrong, I may be wrong, but because you got teams that may not be the biggest, strongest, or fastest, but if you have a good scheme, you put yourself in position to win. So it's not just all about just the physicality. It's the scheme, but also you have, you know, that one player that can make shots.
No doubt about it. Chris, always a pleasure. We appreciate these weekly chats. And
always.
If it's up to me, we're going to do this forever.
Let's go! Just make it, just like Ray Charles, make it do what it do, baby.
Make it do what it do, baby. Give me money when I'm in need.
Georgia. Georgia. Okay, I'm going to stop. I'll see you later. Appreciate you, brother.
Hit the road, Jack. We'll see you next time.
Chris.
Chris Sanders, ladies and gentlemen, you got to love it. Thursdays are great. You get Corbs in hour one and Sanders in hour two. How good is that? That doesn't exactly suck.
Yeah, both are equally entertaining in their own right. One's a little more reserved. Of course, Chris Sanders, the reserved one, and Tim Corbin, he's jumping around the room.
When we come back, news on Alex Rodriguez. Believe it or not, he messed something up again. WNSR.
Childress Collision Center is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by family-owned and operated Childress Collision Center. From a scratch or a dent to a full collision repair and expert paint matching, trust Childress Collision Center. Stop on by 1108 8th Avenue South in Nashville or call 615-266-4441. 615-266-4441. That's Childress Collision Center. They're people who care.
Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel downtown is at the heart of Music City. Located within walking distance of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Bar Lines at the Omni is your downtown honky-tonk destination. Watch your team from any seat on their plentiful HD TVs and catch a live show on the Bar Lines stage featuring live music 7 days a week. Bar Lines has the ultimate Southern comfort food. Get started with classic fried green tomatoes or bourbon barbecue wings. Then it's on to the massive Smashville double stack or the world famous Bar Lines grinder. Oh, you've never heard of the Bar Lines grinder? Two kinds of cheese, lettuce, Dijon, smoked turkey, smoked bacon, smoked ham. Now that's some smoke you want. Local brews and local spirits are on tap at Bar Lines. Take a seat on the patio outside and soak up the rhythm of Music City. Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
JB and the General.
You're 6'9" for Joe Alton and ran a good 40. 5.04, I believe, was.
I think I saw a little bit of his work. I looked like he was moving around pretty well.
Looked good. I will say this, though. Chargers at 5, he's going to play right tackle for them. So if he makes it past then, maybe you can get him to the Titans at 7, but apparently he's not making it past number 5.
Really?
So it is unfortunate.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare Studio, it's JB and the General.
Predators trying to keep their point streak alive. They're in Arizona tonight to play the lousy Coyotes. I think that's a 9 o'clock start. So we got hockey action as well as Sweet 16 hoops. Of course, Tennessee-Creighton tomorrow night. What's your gut feeling about that game? I'm leaning Vols.
Yeah, I am too. For a variety of different reasons. I think the Vols are due to make it to the Elite Eight. They've had teams that are good enough to make it that point. They just, for one reason or another, just haven't made it. And I think the way Dalton Connect, he hasn't had that it game yet so far in two games. I would expect 25+. I don't know what his point total is. Maybe I'll look at it here in just a second. I'd take the over on it. To me, he's due for a big one, and I think they just match up well. I know they didn't shoot well, but for them to get out of the Texas game with a win when they played probably one of their worst games all year long, other than maybe their SEC tournament game, they got out of there with a win, and now they're playing a better team in Creighton, of course. Mm-hmm. But to me, give me Rick Barnes. Give me the Vols. Is that a ultimate jinx on my end? Maybe. I don't know. But that's what I'm thinking. What about you, JB?
I'm basically, you know, I can't really add to what you just said. I just feel like, A, the Vols are due. B, Connect is due. And I just don't see a way, as Creighton, as good as their defense or their offense is, how they're going to be able to get open looks and create offense in the half court, because, you know, we've seen what Tennessee's defense has done to high-scoring teams. They've completely almost shut them down. And so, and I just think this is a determined team to at least get to that Elite Eight. I'm going to probably take Purdue to beat Gonzaga. So I think it'll be UT versus Purdue on Sunday for the right to go to the Final Four. I would probably favor Purdue in that game, but I believe the Vols are going to be playing on Sunday for the chance to go to their first ever Final Four, which is, you know, pretty remarkable to say.
2.5 points right now is that line.
It's kind of held steady, right?
It sure has. Yeah. Over under 144. So they're saying a fairly high scoring basketball game. But I think Tennessee, I mean, they've just got the ability to lock teams down. Yes. I mean, they had Texas in offensive hell the other day.
Look what they did to Alabama.
Right.
Earlier in the season, right? Alabama was the highest scoring team in the nation. True. They beat them down. All right. Our good friend Alexander Emmanuel Rodriguez. A guy who was great on the baseball field, off the baseball field, a train wreck. So this is from the New York Post. This just came down on within the last hour. Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lohr will not become the majority owners of the Timberwolves after all. The former baseball star and former Walmart CEO had purchased 40% of the franchise from owner Glenn Taylor, and were reportedly set to finalize the acquisition of an additional 40% soon, so they were going to become the majority owners. But the team announced Thursday that sale has fallen through. Let's see here. I will continue to work with Mark, Alex, and the rest of the ownership group to ensure our teams have the necessary resources to compete at the highest levels on and off the court. I believe this sale includes the Minnesota Lynx WNBA team. Correct. Taylor said in a statement, the Timberwolves and Lynx are no longer for sale. That screams of Alex probably saying or doing something in the 11th hour that pissed off the Timberwolves. Because, you know, this guy, I mean, he can't get out of his own way off the field. He's been married a bunch of times. He was going to get married to J-Lo, but apparently he cheated on her, and they broke up, and she's back with Ben Affleck now. Yep. I mean, this guy just, he can't get out of his own way.
What a story.
I mean, he's had a great career. I mean, it's been marred by, you know, PED use, and, you know, he should be in the Hall of Fame. He you know, he's among that list of players tied to PEDs that the, you know, these stubborn, self-righteous baseball owners will not budge on and let them into the Hall of Fame. But
Yeah. Does a great job on TV.
He does. Fox. He does. But, you know, listen, I'm a Jeter guy, and if Jeter don't like him, I don't like him. You know, I liked him when he played for the Yankees. He was hitting home runs. He helped us win the World Series in 2009. But this guy, he just tries too hard to be a babyface, and he comes across as a heel. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's a classic wrestling character where, no, I'm a good guy. You should like me. Nah, boo.
Derek Jeter,
is good on TV because he really loves baseball, and he's got a great knowledge of the game.
Yeah, and Jeter had his documentary or whatever it was a year ago, I think.
Yeah.
They went into it a little bit about their history.
Yeah, and they didn't get too far into it, but it's basically, you know, Alex said some things about Derek, and Derek's a prideful dude, man.
Yep.
And it's like, yo, you know, you disrespected me,
you're dead to me.
By the way, Saquon is still talking about what Tiki Barber had to say. He was on that.
Ryan Clark, both.
He was on that podcast with the Kelce brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ryan Clark, clown. He was on that podcast with the Kelce brothers, and he's like, you know, Tiki this, Tiki that, and, you know, he should understand being a former player. And Tiki's like, yeah. He goes, I haven't been a player for 17 years. I'm in the media now. You know, I give opinions on this show. He's like, I like Saquon, but, you know, I'm a Giant, and I'm a Giants fan. You left us to go to Philly. You're dead to us.
Right, and Jason Kelce's going to find out. He's going to say stuff about guys in the NFL that they aren't going to like, and he's going to have to just kind of either own up to it or get out of, because even though it's not the same TV and radio, it's a podcast where they're talking about the NFL, and they're going to say something that some guy's going to take offense to.
Even on TV, you're going to be expected to give opinions about teams, players, coaches, you know, and Kelce. Yeah, I think he has a great career as a TV analyst if he wants to be. I'm surprised Taylor Lewan hasn't taken advantage of that, you know, with his personality. But you're 100% right. And that's why Peyton Manning, you know, they offered ridiculous amounts of money for him to do Monday Night Football or, you know, be the lead announcer on one of the networks, or lead analyst, I should say, on one of the networks. He didn't want to do it because, you know, Peyton's built his career being like the ultimate babyface, and he doesn't want to tarnish that by having to criticize people.
Tom Brady, don't care. Give me that money. I'll bash whoever you want me to bash.
How do you think Brady's going to do?
I think he'll do well.
Do you really?
John,
I just think he's dry and bland and bleh.
In New England, I thought that, but this Tampa Bay Tom.
Mm-hmm. He did loosen up a lot.
I ate it up. I ate up that playoff run where he had the dun, 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 dun. Oh, my gosh. I loved it. Big Tom Brady guy in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, well, you know, he kind of proved it. You know what?
And plus, it's easy for me. I mean, my team ended the dynasty, John.
You have that as a feather in your cap as Titans fan, knowing that your team, the Tennessee Titans, blew up the Death Star that is the New England Patriots.
Yeah, send your fan mail to St. Thomas Sports Park.
Dude, I was in the building for that game. I covered that game, and I just remember immediately after that game, you know, I was in the locker room getting post-game, and guys were going nuts. And I remember walking out on the field to meet Steve to do live shots. And it was just, I mean, a lot of the fans had left, but it was so, there was just like a weird feeling in that building. And you just kind of felt like, you know what, this New England Patriots team as we know it, it's done. This is the last, you know, this is the last deal. And it was just a feeling I had. Just walking, everybody was just kind of like all the Boston, you know, TV people and beat reporters, they just had like this faraway look on their face. I'm like, it's over.
Yep.
Logan Ryan just ended the dynasty with a pick six. Wow. Yeah, amazing game. I know a lot of Titans fans are hold that game in high regard. All right, we'll come back and close up shop, WNSR.
And now Comstock & Sons Construction is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Comstock & Sons Construction. For all your residential remodeling needs, give the pros a call today and ask about their military and senior discounts. 931-703-5623. 931-703-5623. That's Comstock & Sons Construction. They're professionals who care.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community.
We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville Sports Radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it, the price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
It's a Bill King Show.
Brad Wayne. When that news hit, how did you respond? What were your thoughts?
I'm always thinking batting first, but from a historical aspect, you know, there used to be debate as far as who the greatest is. It Bear Bryant? Is it Nick Saban? To me, it's Nick Saban, and I'm not a guy that lives in the moment. But I just think Nick Saban is the greatest college football coach of all time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Broadcasting live from the Strike and Spare studio, it's JB and the General.
Boy, this song really describes my life lately. It's like a jungle. Sometimes it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Homework assignment for you, young man.
Okay.
Got to go back and listen to some old Grandmaster Flash records in the early days of hip-hop when it all started. Wrapping up a Thursday show here on JB and the General, WNSR. Another reminder, two reminders, no Braves baseball today. They were rained out in New York. They'll play the Mets tomorrow, 150 pregame.
150,
150 correct. Pregame, what, a 205 first pitch?
Yep.
All right, so if you're planning on watching the Braves today or listening to the Braves here on WNSR, your home for Atlanta Braves baseball, push it back a day till tomorrow. Vandy boys open up a series against Mizzou tonight. Predators in Arizona to play the Coyotes. Mark Byington, new men's basketball coach at Vanderbilt, to be formally introduced today at 4 o'clock. That is open to the public. Get there around 3:30, so you can go and check that out.
He has landed, by the way, Vandy men's basketball Twitter.
The Eagle has landed.
Has posted a picture of him and Candace and Mark's wife. They have landed. I don't know what airport, but a private jet has landed with him, so... Excited to hear from him today.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say. And then, of course, Tennessee will be speaking at the Sweet 16 today in Detroit. They'll play Creighton tomorrow night. Four games tonight, four more games tomorrow as we move along in the NCAA men's basketball tournament and women's basketball tournament. Yep. By the way, we should give a shout-out and congratulations to Freed Hardeman.
I saw that this morning.
NAIA.
Yep.
Champions.
Yep.
They won it all. Where's that campus located? Hendersonville?
And no, a little further away, I believe. I will double check that here real quick. But yeah, shout out to them. I had a couple of buddies of mine go there. One played college baseball there. One actually played basketball a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah, won the NAIA championship. So congratulate them. And
Henderson, Tennessee, not Hendersonville.
Okay,
but, Henderson, Tennessee, about 2 hours away.
Ah, okay.
It is
because I got
near Jackson, Tennessee.
Okay, because I got one of those, you know, upset, you know, DMs like, you know, there are a lot of alumni and you're not even mentioning them and this and that. And, you know, give them some love. And I was like, kind of works both ways. And I was like, tell their athletic department to you know, send us some press releases, B-roll interviews. We'll run it. But congratulations to them because they just, you know what I mean? They get so offended, like we're just purposely ignoring them.
Right.
It's like, no, it's like, you know, it's not exactly across the street. You know, we'll honor it. We'll recognize it.
Right.
Congratulations to them. Very happy for them. You know, that's something those young men will, you know, cherish and remember the rest of their lives. So,
and academically, a very good school as well, Freed Hardeman.
Yeah.
I didn't apply there, but I doubt I would have gotten in, which is nothing against them, but shout out to Free Hardman.
Well, there you go. So what you got going on today?
Basketball for me, John, it's been a long 3 days, but good to have it back. What about you?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll check out what Byington had to say today and we'll keep an eye on what the Vols are talking about. And, you know,
you'll be running around.
I'll be, yeah. It's
more ways.
It's
than
it's
one.
It's crazy. It could get crazier. So, you know, I'll be. I'm not sure what I'll be doing, but I'll be doing something. So, thanks everybody for listening today. McFarland's coming up at 2:00. They welcome your phone calls and they mean it. Jim Rome coming up right now. We're back tomorrow, I think. Have a great day, WNSR.